This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. After years of steady increases, the average compensation among top executives in 2015 was down 15% from the 2014 figure of $22.6 million per year, but it was still a good living wage of $19.3 million. A new Pentagon census of the American nuclear arsenal shows that the Obama administration has reduced the stockpile less than any other post-Cold War presidency. Median income of households headed by 45 to 54-year-olds in 2014 was $71,000. For households headed by 65 to 74-year-olds, it was only $45,000. Households headed by 65 to 74-year-olds have incomes, though, almost 30% higher in real terms than similar households in 1989. By contrast, incomes of households headed by 45 to 54-year-olds are 7% lower. Researchers found that when people felt powerless, they were more likely to say that race, class, and gender disparities were justified. In 2013, for the first time, a majority of public school students in this country, 51%, fell below the federal government guidelines, low-income guidelines, in order to qualify for free or reduced-price school lunches. The Tax Justice Network finds that 1%ers hide at least $21 for every dollar they pay out of the reach of tax authorities. Project Veritas, the 501c4 tax-exempt organization of the video scammer James O'Keefe, has been successfully raising money, even as it's been losing credibility because of its frequent missteps. Between 2013 and 2014, its budget doubled from $1.2 million to $2.4 million. In 1990, there were 37 homicides per 100,000 men aged 18 to 24. By 2014, there were 30, a significant reduction. The number of TSA screeners has declined to 44,942 this year from 47,147 in 2013, according to the agency. In Mexico, the 3 out of 3 initiative is a result of a remarkable grassroots effort. In 2014, a change in Mexican law allowed citizens to propose legislation with the support of at least 120,000 validated signatures. Before that, only the president and members of Congress could generate legislation. The measure, pushed by a group of community organizations, amassed more than 630,000 signatures. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, MFM.